This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Here in the United States, people in Southern California remain on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state. Measured at 6.5 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two quakes were the area's strongest in at least two decades. The first one was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest on the edge of Death Valley, about 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on the highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
On damages in Ridgecrest,
structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
Annie addressed injuries from the latest Tembler.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California. National Guard troops have been activated to help.
That will include about 200 security forces, sustainment troops, which are logistical support, and aviation assets, including helicopters from the Army National Guard and cargo aircraft from California's Air National Guard.
That's National Guard General David Baldwin. A Syrian monitor says 13 people, including seven children, were killed today in what it calls a horrific massacre in Syria's western Idlib province. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports the attack was carried out by Syria. This is VOA News.